Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and I have a very special video for you today because I've been very lucky and privileged to be allowed to play Hitman 3 for a couple of weeks before its launch tomorrow on January the 20th, 2021. And this is the thing, I love the Hitman franchise. I've been there since the very, very beginning, and like all long tenure franchise, it's had its ups and its downs, but with the recent reboot that came out in 2016, people have really been getting behind the big bold bad boy known as Agent 47, and thus the question on everyone's lips is, Hitman 3, is it worth buying? In short, yes. I'm not going to waste your time with a preamble trying to express that anything other than that. It is an incredibly well-made game and a perfect installment to cap off this already brilliant trilogy. However, the reason for this video is I want to tell this game's history. I want to show where it's come from, where it is now, and all of the goodness in between. So settle in, sit back, as we're about to go all the way back in time to the heady days of 2016. So when this franchise was hit with the steel-toe-cap-sized reboot, fans were pretty unsure of what to make of things. Being told that their beloved Hitman series would continue, that was definitely cause for celebration. However, the episodic approach was far less so, as fans believed that this might lead to a lack of quality, direction, and narrative. Now, while the latter of these three things definitely did come into question with IO Interactive basically telling a loosely connected story, the former two things, the quality, the amount of love and effort that went into these levels, well, that was absolutely outstanding and more than justified the little price tags that each episode came with. In fact, when you think about the time investment, all the escalation missions, the contract stuff that was added in as well, you got serious bang for your very serious buck. In short, the project had found its mark and hammered home its weapon of choice deep into the necks of fans, which attracted the attention of Warner Brothers Interactive, who took on IO Interactive as partners for the sequel Hitman 2. With bigger budgets came the ability to release a full-length experience that stuffed even more stealth kills into it and had more outlandish costume changes than Randy Savage circa WrestleMania 4.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of costume changes.
The title was praised not only for doubling down on what made the original experience so successful, but also added in the thoroughly addictive Sniper Challenge co-op mode, which added in yet more reason to stick with everyone's favourite never-ending forehead. And now, in 2021, we have Hitman 3, the culmination of IO Interactive's reboot trilogy. And it's really interesting to note where it's come from. No longer do we have Square Enix and Warner Brothers as partners in this. This is IO Interactive developing exclusively for themselves. This is allowing them to present the game that they always wanted to make, hands off and without any publisher meddling that may have taken place behind the scenes. And it is, without a shadow of a doubt, the most crystallized form of their ideas, their vision, and it is such an utter joy to play. I have to state this, and I do not say this lightly, that the levels included here are some of the best I've ever played. I cannot stress this enough. The level selection on offer in Hitman 3 is hands down my favourite content in the entire trilogy. Now, the prior two games were no slouch in this area whatsoever, with Paris and the likes of Monaco living in my memory forever. But when you've got the likes of like this amazing, thumping, dirty club scene in Berlin, or the oppressive gloom that comes from Dartmoor, that level, It's entirely its own thing. It's unique and feels so lovingly crafted that I can't think of a better time that I've had killing people. Also, special points for Dartmoor because it literally is about half an hour away from where I was born. And there are that amount of Tory toffs there as well, so cool. Yeah, bro. From top to bottom, these levels have been crafted with love and care, and visually are easily head and shoulders above anything else the previous titles have been able to offer. The way the rolling gloom hangs over Dartmoor and the intense, almost blinding sheen found in the opening mission, well, that fits the setting perfectly. The scepter, which houses Agent 47's first outing here, is an extravagant and almost offensive display of wealth, and as such, everything is pristine, polished, and over-the-top expression of man's will over nature. And thus it makes the perfect set piece for IO Interactive to announce their intentions. It is a polished looking game with enough shine to rival even my own or Agent 47's bold head. Across six new locations, nearly every colour palette, nearly every time of day and weather setting is showcased in some form or another, and it's genuinely surprising that such a small quantity of levels can produce this much variety. It helps that the maps are absolutely huge as well, allowing you to get lost in them as you pick apart different areas, uncovering new items, secrets, and even new locations for you to assassinate your targets from. I had an utter joy just basically spending an hour or two at the start of every mission just going, right, let's have a look around and see what there is to offer. Yet what really makes this selection the king of contract killers is just how it doles out its content. Now, you'd be forgiven for thinking that this game will just boil down to another series of go here, kill that, escape while dressed as a flamingo, whatever, but IO Interactive smartly mixes up the formula for the best. For example, and this won't spoil things because it happens in the first, like, opening sections of the second level, in Dartmoor, you get to meet your contract, the person you're meant to kill, pretty much straight out the gate. So if you're in a rush, you could literally just go, yep, bang, job's done, pop into Tesco's on the way home to pick up some spaghetti for tea. Like, you could do that if you wanted to. However, the game smartly introduces a subplot that is so deep and rich that you could lose another hour or two just trying to complete it. Again, annoyingly because of the embargo, I can't tell you what it is, but it will easily be everyone's favorite mission when this drops. I said that before and I totally maintain that. But that's just the tip of the iceberg, because then in the third mission, Agent 47 becomes the hunted rather than the hunter, having to take down numerous other assassins in a busy nightclub before they locate him. And IO Interactive needs to be commended for making sure that each level offers something new and interesting to keep players hooked. And for a franchise this long in the tooth and at the close of this particular narrative, it's never felt fresher. In fact, let's touch on the narrative for a second now, because oh boy, it's quite something. It's a thrill ride from start to finish, and finally, it's got full cutscenes. I know that these were introduced in Hitman 2's DLCs, but finally, huzzah! The story mode has cutscenes. It kind of feels like a bit of a nod and a wink by IO Interactive at this point, but I'm really glad that they included it. Although, be warned, if you've not played the prior games, the recap that Hitman 3 does provide you will do little to keep you afloat amidst the ever-cascading terms of codenames and constants, partners, providence. It's enough to make your bloody head spin. But for those keenly following the narrative, the action and suspense never let up and things close with a surprising amount of emotional depth that I honestly wasn't preparing myself for. Now, if I was going to be a little bit critical of the game, I'd say that the narrative possibly moves a little bit too quickly for its own good. You're thrust a lot of details very, very quickly, and sometimes it can be overwhelming to the point where you don't follow it as closely as the game would probably like you to, and therefore some payoffs don't have the emotional gut punches they're meant to. Still, I enjoyed it for the most part. But here's the thing, that's the polish, the look of the gameplay, the tone of it. But what about the actual content that's new? Well, IO Interactive was relatively smart with this in that they didn't try to reinvent the wheel and more just completely polish those chrome alloys, my boy, because the things that are actually new in this game, I could count on one hand. You've got the updates to the Glacier engine, you've got permanent shortcuts being unlocked, you've got the ability to import all of your data from Hitman 1 and 2, I'll detail that in a little bit, a full VR mode, which is going to be baffling, and I didn't actually get a chance to play it because it's not out at the time of recording, so when that is out, I'll put my thoughts out somewhere on the internet, but still, it's exciting to see that it's coming. And finally, a camera. Yes, finally, your dad's found his smartphone. But let's go through them one by one. The graphics, for example, as I've mentioned before, have been tweaked and improved upon, meaning that you get beautiful reflections, retina-scorching neons, and razor-sharp quality on clothing, foliage, and surfaces. And these improvements also get applied to previous levels from the prior games, meaning that each gets a new coat of paint and a new lease of life. Now, it's a subtle change for sure, but one that makes these otherwise aging experiences feel as vibrant and as tonally on point as their successor. Now, permanent shortcuts are something that I really, really enjoy in this game. In a kind of weird Dark Souls thing, and that is the only comparison to Dark Souls that I will make to this game, I'm not going to be one of those journalists who does that, but I'm just saying that Dark Souls used a mechanic where you'd find like a blocked entrance, go around the other side, you'd unlock it, and it'd be like, oh, look, you've unlocked this shortcut. Brilliant. They've applied that mentality here, meaning that you'll sometimes come across locked doors and like blocked escape routes and stuff like that. And if you get around to the other side and clear them, it unlocks them permanently, meaning that when you go back and replay this level as a completely different build or completely different items, you can go straight up through that exit, the entrance that you've made for yourself, and you can cut the assassination time down in half, or you can try out brand new techniques because you'll have access to stuff earlier on in the game. It is a brilliant inclusion and encourages and rewards exploration. Big, big thumbs up from me for that. Such a simple idea as well. Now let's talk about this camera. Okay, so it's a relatively small inclusion, this, at first glance at least. It's just a smart camera that you can use to scan things like security pads, and it will hack them, security cameras, turn them off, or it'll like, open windows to produce like distractions for stuff. It's basically just like, if there's an electronic device in the way, try your camera on it, and things will maybe happen. That's what I first thought when I played the opening mission, and I was a bit upset in a way because I thought this was going to be basically like a get-out-of-jail-free card for otherwise very, very difficult routes. I mean, you didn't have this in Hitman 1 and 2, and this felt like it was just basically saying, we'll turn off that for you so you can get past. Luckily, I actually found what IO Interactive did with the camera in later missions to be really, really rewarding. It acts as a kind of tutorial to use it in the opening mission, but then you'll be snapping up secret documents. You'll be using it to uncover clues in sort of other subplots that, again, I can't spoil. There'll be times where you've got to take photos of people so that you can upload it to the database and they tell you who they are and stuff like that. It's a nice little inclusion that by the end of the experience didn't feel like it was just like a tack on rather than a nick on. That's a good pun camera joke for you there. But actually felt like it was much more embedded into the experience. It definitely does not detract as much as it adds. And for me, that is a good thing. Again, we've got the VR mode, which just looks insane. I have no idea how it's going to work, but the idea of being able to play through all of the levels from these games in first person is definitely appealing. If they can pull this off, this might be the way to play this game. But at the time of recording, I don't have access to it, so eh. And finally, let's talk about the importing of your Hitman 1 and 2 data. So let's just say that you've absolutely slogged away at these games for hours upon hours. You might be a bit disheartened if you find out that this game, Hitman 3, allows you to like play the levels from those ones as well, but without any progress, you'd be a bit upset about it, right? Well, fear not, my friend, because IO Interactive has continued on its idea of Hitman 2's importing Hitman 1's levels. You can do the same here. And at the time of recording, they just released a tweet saying that they're going to be able to try and do this for free. So if you've got both of these games installed already, you'll be able to play all of them in Hitman 3 with all of your progress unlocked. So all of your escalation contracts, all of your other achievements that you've unlocked on those areas, your masteries of those things there, they will carry across. Really essential that they've done that, and I'm glad that they're doing it for free. So, how does the game play? Well, if you played Hitman 1 and 2, then pretty much you'll be right at home here. What I absolutely love about this is that the game doesn't hold your hand too much in the opening level. It basically assumes that you have a rudimentary understanding of how Agent 47 controls. So the only new tutorial sections that you get are for the likes of his camera. You don't get access to like, hey, look, move over here, do all of this. It cleverly uses a kind of pseudo-tutorial in just getting into the first building. That's fine. And the best part is that when you replay that level, you can choose not to do that bit entirely. So skips it out perfectly. So that's great. Like that. Big fan. But here's the biggest mountain that you will need to overcome with this game. And it's the fact that it has so much content. It is unbelievable. As a platform, rather than a game, being able to play through the entire trilogy with all of the challenges, all of the escalation contracts, being able to create your own, the sniper mission, co-op stuff, It is mind-boggling and overwhelming how much replayability this game has. And Hitman 3 does not disappoint as well. Its escalation contracts are so utterly addictive. The ability to make your own contracts, again, is just fascinating to see how other players can destroy what you thought was a really difficult target to take down. And of course, there is just so much fun to be had mastering level after level and unlocking new gear, new items, new clothing, and of course new weapons to use, which then open up even more possibilities for the previous two modes. I am a little bit disappointed to see that they haven't included any of the new sniper co-op missions. However, that's not to say that DLC further down the line won't add them in, or if we might get to see them in the VR mode. That would be something. That actually would be brilliant. So in short, is this game worth your money? Yes, of course it is. I totally fell in love with this experience. And the fact that IO Interactive have managed to plug in so much extra content into this, you will have a game to play for absolutely years to come. A fantastically polished experience, beautiful way to end off the trilogy, and it left me wanting even more from the developers, which is always a great sign.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.